back with the second half of the Carol Burnett Show.
Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment. You can listen to The Mike O'Mara Show at MikeOMaraShow.com.
Well, what have we here?
It's a podcast.
Fine.
And what excitement we have today.
It's The Mike O'Mara Show with Mike O'Mara and Rob Spiewak. Now, here's Mike.
Hi, everybody. Carla just came into the studio a second ago. We're so pathetic. We really are. You know how we write letters to these casinos? You know,
yeah.
We do that, right?
Yeah.
And every day, one of these casinos gives you a $1 bonus.
Hey!
And the $1 bonus, Carly came in and she's like had a massive grin on her face. Like, I thought something amazing happened. And she said, I won $95 on my dollar. Which, I mean, it's just, it's
cash
adorable.
Out now.
She does. Cash out button. She does. She's not like Daddy.
Yeah.
Daddy would be up the ante.
Do they mail you a dollar or do they just...
Yes, Rob. They mail... Pony Express sends a
courier. Well, no, I'm curious because, you know, when I occasionally still get royalty checks from the show Crashing,
yes,
it'll be... The check itself will cost less than the stamp. And
no,
I'm just curious how they do it.
It's what they do. Let me see if I can match Rob's volume. What they do is they send it out digitally. That's
okay.
What it is.
I understand.
They send it out digitally, and it's just, I don't know. It's sweet. It's sad. It's what my life is. So it's just funny.
I think it's more symbolic of anything. The fact that you're getting a dollar. It's not a dollar. It's the fact that you're being recognized.
By the company?
Yeah.
It's not the dollar. It's the $95.
No, but I'm talking about the original dollar, and Mike is saying, you know, that just seems
no. It's a promotion.
No.
It's a promotion that that they're doing right. To
the $95 suddenly justifies all the letter writing.
I see.
It's you know something that is more of an exercise in Zen for us. Because it's just something to do. It's kind of cool. We relax doing it. Isn't that weird? You know, these mindless little letters you write for sweeps stuff that they give you.
When you write them, they have to be handwritten.
Yeah. Yeah, there are a lot of rules. There are a lot of rules.
Can you sign your name to it?
I could get Carla to come on. She definitely, I think that we benefit from people doing it. I don't know. But
yes,
do you get
Rob,
what?
It requires an autographed picture.
No. What's the matter with him today? Do you sign your name or do you pretend to be from the casino or how does it work?
You don't pretend to do anything. You just you register and then you just ask. And here's the best way to sum it up is they can these operations have a certain amount of free play they have to offer the public.
Okay.
And so when you solicit for them, they send them to you. It takes a while. Say it's very, very subjective. Sometimes they can change the rules in midstream, but that's basically
it's
the way
end
it works.
Of all these sweepstake commercials where they say no purchase necessary.
Oh, okay.
And the way you get the no purchase necessary is you have to write these letters.
And
I
then
see.
Additionally, what she was referring to is each day – if you were to go on there, every 24 hours, they'll give you a buck if you log in.
Okay.
It's all generated to drive traffic to the websites.
Sure.
And it's what it is. But it's for us, it's more like, how would I describe it? It's something to do. You know, it's like needlepoint. That's
yep.
what I would say.
I hear
it's
you.
Something. It's like a busy work thing that is really just, you feel like as opposed to sitting down and mindlessly watching something on the tube, you do this and you're doing something. That's the only way I can describe it. Is it incredibly productive? No, it's not. Is it incredibly lucrative? No, it's not. Is it something that relaxes us? Yes, it is. Is it something you can do with the TV on in the background? Yes, you can. And it's just, it's mindless.
What I had envisioned, because you've always been vague with what the process was, it would have been like a handwritten, like, hi, it's your old friend Mike, and you really need to go to Calder Casino, and
no.
I love it there, love Mike.
No, it's people do this all over the country. It's just a thing you do. And as far as the only thing I got burned out on, Carla would throw on a Dateline in the background. We would
right.
just chew up Datelines because they are the type of program that you don't need to be staring at the screen.
Yeah.
You're getting so much dialogue. Well, last night I said, can we flip the switch and put on another style documentary that is a similar crime kind of thing, but it's a series. And I got to tell you, we got caught up in this riveting documentary on Netflix that has dropped maybe a week or two ago. I'm not sure exactly how long it's been going.
I think about a week. It was sometime last week it popped up.
Mm-hmm.
It's called Trust Me, the False Prophet.
And, oh, it's all over their front page. Like if you have the suggested viewings, it's there.
It is. It absolutely. I was going to come in. I'll tell you the full story of how I was going to talk about this. I started it on my own, and I got 5 minutes into it, and I thought it was this lady that was going to make it all about her.
Okay.
Because she dresses in pink, and she's got a big personality, and it's her. And then I said, okay, I'm going to come in, and I'm going to do a whole spiel on if you're going to do a documentary, don't make it about you. And since I was going to do that without watching it,
yes,
I came in, and I decided I'll do a little research on how people are taking in this documentary, and there was not a bad thing I could find on it. It was actually quite detailed in how people said how brave this lady was, how incredible this lady, and I am here to say I totally agree. This lady, I think her name is Christine Marie, and her husband, I don't want to say infiltrated, but they got inside of this group.
Isn't it they started to make a documentary about like the Latter-day Saints or something in that area, and then they got invited in and realized they were documenting something deeper.
I know that they got in and decided that they were, you know, they were onto something, but I don't think the intent was ever to just make a puff piece documentary. She had been through a similar experience, and she knew that that these guys were bad guys. And she was able to, but what she didn't realize was the extent of this sexual abuse that went in to this. And it's FLD, the Fundamentalist Church of Latter-day Saints. I think that's what it was.
Yeah, that's my church.
Warren Jeffs was imprisoned for the same kind of thing, the polygamy with the multiple underaged girls. It is just, it is stunning how people can be brainwashed by, you can watch the documentary yourself, but what amazes me, and I think we see it in our society more than we don't, how people can be taken in by idiots.
Yeah.
If you've got the gift of BS, if you are able to spin a yarn and make somebody believe what they want to believe, you can do anything you want. And it is amazing. Two things. Because everybody knows the story about these sects and how polygamy and underage and how weird it is. But what I didn't realize until I watched this documentary was just how you don't have to be charismatic. You don't have to be brilliant. You maybe have to be manipulative. And you don't see enough of that because he doesn't do that on camera. Mm-hmm. You hear a little bit of it when he's on the phone. But it's just, if you're able to find people that are starving for direction, starving. And it's the same thing, I think, with our politics, is we have a lot of people that want something. And if you fill that need of their belief system, the sky's the limit.
Yeah,
and you know, I will tell you, it's amazing to watch. It really is.
It's funny you bring it up because I think back to when scams really started to happen. And there's even a movie about it called Paper Moon. It's a million years old. But it's in times of strife in our country when people are more receptive to scams. You know, we're in a Great Depression and people say, well, if I can make $1 million doing this, I'll make $1 million doing that.
We were right there now.
Yeah. And we're in the same place right now. And also there's a little bit of Rush Limbaugh in that what you need to do is you need to find people that want to tell you over and over again that you're right.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. Our beliefs are stronger than facts.
Of course.
I mean, it's just the way it goes. This guy, the thing that stunned me, and I look forward to hearing what people say, reach out and drop me a line about how you like this documentary, is that you would think that there would have to be some level of even a guy like that Jim Jones,
yeah,
that killed all the people, you know, you would think there has to be some level of charisma. There doesn't. It's just a question of finding the right targets and manipulating these young women.
To quote, I'm sorry, go ahead, Josh.
Well, it's these people, it's real easy to say these people are dumb and stupid, and they're not. They're very smart in a different way.
They're
so smart with how to manipulate and control people.
And the people, some of the people that were hoodwinked by this guy, it is amazing how intelligent they are,
mm-hmm,
and how articulate they are, including, you know, two of the people that finally were able to get away from them. A couple of them only did it when they got to prison.
I think it's a difference of intelligence and emotion, because he preys more on scam artists tend to prey on emotion more than intelligence.
There's a lot of it's really fear, Rob, I think.
That's valid.
It's fear of hell and damnation, yeah,
and
just
a search for purpose and meaning in your life.
Mm-hmm.
And when you talk about charisma, I in a serious conversation, it's odd to quote Norm MacDonald, but he always says that, how did Hitler come to power? They said great charisma. And he says, I don't see it. You know,
it's true.
It is.
He said the right things that people wanted to believe.
With passion.
What is going to motivate people more than saying, it's not your fault, it's their fault?
It's the old,
right?
It's as old as time.
Yeah.
Divisiveness. Make an enemy. You
know, so this guy and a lot of people went to jail with him, which is fantastic. Mm-hmm. Just watch this and watch how it's done. And I think you'll know right away when you look at this guy. This is the guy they followed. You know,
this guy. It's Joel Osteen, right?
It's a guy named Samuel Blackman. I believe that's his his name. And he fancied himself as the replacement for the guy Warren Jeffs that went to prison. But you get out in these communities, and they're very, very isolated, and they're very protected. And this has been, look, ever since I've been a professional, this has been going on, and I've been poking fun at it ever since Jim and Tammy Baker, and we used to do it with Oral Roberts.
Is that where you flew out to the university the day he was going to die?
Tulsa. Yeah, Tulsa, he said if he doesn't get some amount of money, God was going to call him home, and we booked a flight and flew to Tulsa, Oklahoma, on the day that he was supposed to be taken home, because we didn't think he was going to get
over. You could just step up.
I remember we went into the City of Faith Hospital. That was the name of it, and realized that there was nobody in there. That it was
wasn't it even
mostly
like
empty.
Partially unfinished.
It was unfinished. It was just a sham. It was a building on the outside that looked like a beautiful, big, bustling hospital, and nothing was going on inside.
That whole show, and I do remember it. It was a definite thinking man's top 40 morning show.
Yeah, it was.
It was not typical.
But it's been going on forever, and it's the greatest gig in the world. And look, I don't. And Josh is somebody who is a practicing Christian and is very active in his church. But Josh has his eyes open, and he knows what's going on, and he likes the message. And I think that, as far as you're concerned, it does more good than bad. And let me ask you a question, since we're on the subject of religion at its extreme. I looked at your pastor, who's not like your typical wear a suit, wear a tie pastor. He's got tattoos, and he comes out. Let me ask you this. When you go into this church environment or any church environment you've ever been in, is there a part of your brain that is on guard for people that might not be who they seem And I'm talking specifically about church leaders, pastors, things like that.
100%. Especially since, remember, I worked for a church for many, many years.
Right.
So I got to see the behind-the-scenes stuff of churches. And I still do the camp every June, which is working with a bunch of churches. So, yeah, I am very focused on, is it real, is it fake? So, yeah, it's very important to me to find real people.
When you were backstage at your church job, what was the most sensational thing you realized? Because you are, you know, behind the scenes.
When you say sensational, change the word. What are you leaning?
It was like surprising.
Sensational, surprising. Okay.
It wasn't sensational. There's nothing surprising. It's just the fact that it's still a business.
Sure.
So like anything else, it's like, yeah, it's also the fact that it's ran by humans like any other business. So it's not like this pastor has any special like word from God on here's how you're going to do this church service.
Oh, okay. Well,
just like anything else.
I mean to interrupt, but that leads me to the next question. And the definition, I don't have the dictionary in front of me, but I believe prophet would be, as opposed to a pastor or a church leader, a prophet would be somebody who speaks.
No. Hold on.
God speaks through them.
No, it's when you make more money than you spend. That's profit.
Okay. Yes. You never stand in the way of a pun. That's for sure. Never stand in the way of a
pun. And always refer back to it afterwards because it makes it stronger.
Yeah. There you go. Right. Thank you so much for that. I'm so glad.
We'll have the Tim Kramer reference soon.
The idea of, God speaks through me. That's a prophet. Mm-hmm. I'm telling you what's going. The question to you, in all of your experiences with people in very active churches, did you ever come close to anyone who had that, and I will say it, that delusion?
No.
Okay.
Because I don't believe prophets are around anymore. I believe they were used pre-Jesus. And then
media got rid of the prophets, Mike. Mostly cell phones.
No, Well, the Christianity started.
Yes.
And it was different. Prophets were before then.
Okay.
And what I'll tell you, a real simple way I judge a pastor is when they're preaching, how much do they go back to scripture versus how much do they just talk on their own out of themselves?
And do you prefer?
No, keep going back to scripture because my whole faith is based on the Bible.
So, yeah, you're the Bible teacher.
I don't want this pastor's opinion. I want to be told what the Bible says.
But yeah, okay. All right. So you like that. See, I don't like that. When I went to church where my son was baptized, Rob was in that church.
I was.
With us when that happened. I would like there are a few things that you would see on the wall of churches. Hope, forgiveness. I love those words. Yes. I like that.
They're all in the Bible.
Yeah, well, everything's in the Bible.
All that stuff.
Everything's in the Bible. Adultery's in the Bible. Murder's in the Bible.
Those are key, like, positive elements out of the Bible.
Well, yeah. I mean, I love
those. It wouldn't be good if the church had a sign that said adultery.
No, adultery, murder.
Yeah, here are our stations of the cross.
Thievery.
I'm sure there's a Ten Commandments list somewhere.
Yeah.
So you, have you ever been close to anyone who you thought was, you know, this guy thinks he's better than he really is, like with the egos and stuff like that.
Oh, sure.
Because, I mean, you cannot help. The human condition lends itself to absolute power corrupting absolutely.
Yeah, and I've had bad experiences where I've left churches because I didn't trust the leadership of the church.
Okay. All right. So you've been there. You've experienced this.
And I've gone to churches have pastors, and then beneath them they have like an elder board, which is really like a board of guys that run and operate the church. And I've gone to pastors to report an elder issue and stuff before where it's like, this is inappropriate.
Like skimming the collection plate? Because the elders would be the ones that like hand out.
Did any of the elders ever touch you inappropriately?
No. Just lies. Lies and...
What's everybody with the hit the like button? What is going on?
They like that.
Go to the QR code, please.
And you're supposed to smash it.
Smash the like button and ring that bell.
Let me ask this question because I think Mike and I probably were late on this, and maybe Josh, you have a different thought. The favorite minister that I ever had growing up is actually the guy who married me. He came out of retirement to do the ceremony. I loved this guy.
Jimmy Swagger.
Exactly. And what he would do is he would go up and he would start with a story that was, you know, pertinent to daily life, usually something that happened to him, then draw it back to the scripture.
Right,
and
well, that's normal.
And then
that's
expand normal. On the scripture. So that is that okay?
You're describing what
you build a sermon.
Does.
Yeah, but what I'm saying is
But you're saying it like it's brand new or something. Like nobody's ever heard of that concept.
What I'm saying is that Josh said that he likes a guy that keeps to go back to the scripture. And I'm talking about a guy that has one message based on one verse for the entire homily or sermon.
And when I hear it, when I hear that, I say to myself, and this is probably the opposite of what Josh does, I would hear that and go, oh, here we go, the Bible again.
Right. And that's, and my thing is, I'm here because of the Bible.
Because of the Bible. Yeah.
Directs my life. So yes, the pastor starts with stories and makes it entertaining, but also points to scripture as the foundation of whatever he's.
Like someone that modernizes the Bible's messages? Because they're so you know,
yes,
they're
as
locked
long as
in
it's
time.
Not out of context.
Okay.
Let me offer this to our listeners, that QR code up in the upper left-hand corner. I think you may have good luck if you hit that QR code today. There you go.
Yes. Nobody I will told pray me for that. Everyone that tips today.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's good. That's a. Very,
don't think the QR code, Mike, is a false idol.
That sounds there very sacrilegious.
False prophet. That's what this guy is in the documentary. Mm-hmm. And getting back full circle to all of it, you know, and you have to be grounded in the fact that when you are discussing a reality that cannot be proven. I believe that is subject to the most abuse of anything. When you can center your way of thinking around something that is not empirical, you can become like this guy, this horrible pedophile human being, along with his other pedophile buddies that, you know, created this world where he was driving around in Bentleys and he had all this money and he was able to sexually abuse children. You will see this and realize just how sad it is. And these kids that will never, ever be 100% okay.
Right.
It's terrible.
We see it all the time in churches and in politics and in corporate business, that power just corrupts.
It does. It's the human condition.
In every power.
Yeah, I'll take it right down to a coach in a sport. Yeah. You know, you've seen that with the you know, at the worst levels with doctors for team sports, with the gymnast doctor that's now in jail. Anything that gives you that power, it's terrible.
Don't forget about Tommy Lasorda and the Bat Boys. Kidding.
You're not, are you?
Mike, there's no such story.
I know.
He's a good guy.
It's just not really. No.
Well, I mean, I don't know about the Bat
documented
Boys.
Racist, but that's okay. Tommy, you're aware of that, right?
I did not know that.
Based on the
and
age,
normally I keep
I would
track
guess.
Of that. Yeah.
Yeah. No, it's just I think that. It is so amazing that in this day and age, and this is what the guy went to jail in 2024. I think that's when they finally locked him. Yeah, the fact that that's going on today. But if you isolate people and you can keep them away from people that are thinking, that's the recipe for all the abuse in the world. So check it out. It's called Trust Me, the False Prophet, and this lady and her husband who were able to get inside and document what was going on. And there's a line.
Do you think that they
hold on. Let me just finish my point.
Yeah.
There's a line in the documentary where she says, "I hope that they know that I betrayed them so that I could free them." And it's exactly what she did. And she knows it's coming. And, you know, tip of the hat to Child Protective Services for outing the people that were trying to help them and letting them know, all the people that were victims of this cult, that these people had, you know, been undercover, essentially, before they were able to handle it themselves. It was Child Protective Services has a number of screw-ups in this particular thing.
They can be foot draggers sometimes. Mm-hmm. When this lady and this man infiltrated this evil sect.
How do you know that they can be foot draggers?
Well, because when I call them, they never, ever show up.
I'm just joking. Go ahead.
I'm curious. Do you think they were able to infiltrate because things were going so good that the evil at the top got lazy?
No, I think that they had a way of communicating. Specifically, this lady, I think her name Christine Marie, had a way of communicating with people that, and her familiarity from coming from the same background enabled her to do that. And it was a legitimate feeling of love and care for these women that were in this cult. Mm-hmm. She really, it was honest. What wasn't honest was the fact that they knew they had to bring down this guy. And then they couldn't certainly reveal what they were doing because it would have allowed him to get away. And he almost did. He almost mm-hmm. did get away. So check it out if you get an opportunity.
Is it a series or like a documentary?
Yeah, it's a mini series. Okay. It's a limited series. And we binged it in one night. It was that incredible. Before I go on, I do want to mention one thing that in my own neighborhood, I've talked about it a lot. When you get to a certain age, you start thinking about your own mortality a little more. Been on my mind a lot lately for a variety of reasons. But it's just trash bags on the street might be the new tell in our neighborhood when you've got like multiples, like piles and piles and piles, like a house
being cleaned out,
I believe. But you don't know because in our little ticky-tackies down here, we don't communicate, right?
So we don't. Are you trying to say it's not spring cleaning? It's more like emptying the house?
It's like ending cleaning out, removing a life.
Do you see bags and bags of papers?
No, they're just bags, but there's so many of them. Yeah. There's so many of them that, on multiple weeks, too, that I guess
same,
it looked like
same
that.
House.
I could be totally wrong. Mm-hmm. This could be a deep spring clean, which is just we're downsizing and we're doing all this, but I don't think so.
If you haven't seen the bodies leave, have you checked the bags?
No, I can't. We all live too close together around here.
All the bags that have Pop Pop's clothes in them. See if you find a thigh.
I mean, oh God, I have never been. I've never been a part of that. I know Rob was recently, so I mean, it's like
about to be again.
So it's not the fun part, but it's something that you have to do.
Could you knock on the door?
No.
Why not?
Because I don't even know who they are.
Introduce yourself.
No. What if you showed up
with brownies?
No. I have no idea what's going on. This is pure speculation. It just makes me think because I'm old.
Just knock on the door with a piece of junk mail. Hey, this was delivered to me accidentally.
Yeah. No, I have moments where I go dark. I go really dark. I think about it all the time.
I are excited because this is like the movie The Burbs.
You're excited as Ollie would say, because you're there and I'm here. And the most excited, because you guys can pepper me with these awkward questions that I'm not comfortable answering.
Mike, it may be in the holiday season. Bring them cookies, and then you can force a relationship.
First of all, I don't know who, whether it's them, she, they, but he. I don't know.
Well, show up with some nice muffins and say sorry for your loss.
No, I can't do that either. God, but I do think with my buddy who I talked about yesterday, and then Rob's dad, and then it's been on my mind. By the way, tomorrow. My mom, God rest her wonderful soul, her birthday's tomorrow. Mm-hmm. It's just a month earlier was when I'm sorry. You think about it. You want to be 30 again where you don't even think about it.
What you do?
You don't think about anything other than your wood.
How many houses down is this? This house with all the trash?
No, bags? Rob. No.
I mean, is it like more than two?
I don't know.
How about?
I don't know.
Because you could show up with crawlers and just say, "So, what's going on,
Mr. Brave?" I don't know.
How about some Timu night vision goggles?
Oh, that'd be great.
Just see what's going on.
Yeah.
Okay.
Who's taking the trash out?
Timu deal of the day. Even though I don't need it, and I certainly don't have any desire for this, but it's fat. $8.60 or something like that for an $86 tool set. If you go,
what
if you
say, wrong?
Wait, go in, Josh, right now. Go in and find the 86-piece tool set. And see what the price is. It's like $8 or $9. I swear to God.
What tools do you get?
Yeah, I'll let you look at it. I'm going to have him bring up the pay. Rob, it's metal. It's a tool. I don't think they can rip you off. I just don't think it's not like the tools are going to dissolve when you get them. I mean, they're tools, right?
You don't want a cheap simple ratchet tools. Set, Mike. A cheap ratchet set. No, it'll really? Bend and break and all that stuff. It might be missing your 3/16. You don't know.
He found it already. I can tell by his look.
No. I hate this website. I had to click through
the
spinning wheels and everything.
Yeah, I know. The spinning wheels, which is like, maybe here's your deal.
You'll get a really good deal.
Right.
On the tool set.
I'm excited. I'm excited to show you this because I think this is really, really special.
I'm going
to
guess that it's mostly a ratchet set, and it has a screwdriver and a Phillips head screwdriver and a set of Allen wrenches. That's my
I don't
guess.
Know. I'm not sure. I didn't.
I'm struggling to find a cheap one.
Okay.
Mike might be a preferred customer.
All right, let me look. Hold on a second. I'll find it.
Hold on. Here's one for $8.
Okay, might be the one. He's bringing it up right now.
This is so exciting.
I like this. This is retail therapy. Very, very cool.
Well, you know that I love retail. This is exciting.
You can tell Josh is rapid at these things, but this is the website we're dealing with here, unfortunately.
Of course. Yeah.
This is how it works. All right, here we go.
I was close.
All right.
Not how many pieces?
It had options.
Okay.
What kind of tools was it? Because we've got a whole bunch of tools here.
All right, hold on. I'm getting it right.
They weren't watch tools, were they? Like little things?
No.
Okay.
I'm gonna find it for you. I'm gonna find it. I promise. I'm gonna find it right now. All right. Wait a minute. I'm going to my set.
Josh, here. When you popped open Timu, what was on your homepage from stuff you've purchased in the past?
Oh, am I even logged in? I don't.
You're not logged in.
Here, do you get suspicious that they come and they go?
Yes.
That like they'll be there, and then now that I'm trying to find it myself, they're
may have sold out.
They vanished.
A deal like that.
Hey, you're right. It might have sold out.
They always say like three more.
And now I can't find them. Now it's in the wind. It's absolutely in the wind.
But
God
don't fear, America. There are lots of other cheap tool sets available at Timu.
No, but I think that it is a risk factor that you take.
Yeah,
but by and large, we've all purchased something. I talked to a guy that bought netting for a batting cage, and he said and he bought the piping to hang the netting in the bay. He said, and it's solid as a rock.
Yeah, the weird thing though is that it's made of human hair.
No, you've bought stuff that works.
Actually,
right?
I'll tell you the biggest win of all. It was for $2.80. I bought a new opener for my garage, the one that you mount outside, the keypad. $2.80. Solid.
Wait. You mean the electric panel?
Yes.
That's pretty good.
It was great. That's sensational.
Isn't that great?
Isn't it great?
But now when they invade, they can open up your garage door.
No, yes. Because they don't know the code.
Yes, they do.
I know.
They've got
the back door chip in it.
They have the back door chip.
There's nothing in here they want.
Mm-hmm.
My biggest Timu win was this microphone that I've been using for months.
And he's on it right now.
Yeah,
this is the Fidelity.
Yeah, and all, you know what other was a win was my black leather Elvis outfit. Everything, including shoes, under $90.
That was not a good deal.
It was a great deal.
No, it really wasn't.
Well, not for you, but for me.
No,
the
thrill. How much did you spend? If you spent over $10 for it, it was a bad deal.
No, $90. But I mean, you're talking pants, you're talking shirt, you're talking the coat, the bracelets, and the boots.
It didn't look cheap at all. It looked really, really nice.
It's hard to look good when you're next to someone in a lounging outfit at the beach.
Yes.
Was that corduroy or was that a terry cloth? What was that?
I don't remember. I don't have any memories of that.
But I enjoyed the leather pants after the show at the blackjack table.
Yeah.
You're just sitting there in the leather pants.
You'd be surprised how comfort black leather pants are. I understand what Jim Morrison was into.
Really? Sweating thighs?
No, they were remarkably cool. Keep in mind, Mike, they are, you know, a organic material. They come from cow.
That's they weren't real leather, right?
No, but they were simulated leather.
Very good. Speaking of backdoor chips, I urge everybody to stick around for the news today. I think you'll get a real kick out of it.
I can't wait for the kicker because you teased it.
Yeah, what's left of my hair. We'll do that and more fun right here on the Mike O'Mara Show. We'll be right back. Listen up. I've got a delicious way to stay strong, healthy, and feeling great. Omaha Steaks. Fuel your routine with premium pre-portioned protein. Hey, I like that. Premium pre-portioned protein delivered right to your door. We're talking handcrafted USDA certified steaks, juicy gourmet burgers, plus chicken, pork, and more. Something for everyone. Right now, get an extra $35 off at omahasteaks.com with promo code Mike at checkout. That's a new code. Don't miss it. Why Omaha Steaks? Well, it's simple. They do beef right. Every steak is perfectly aged for tenderness, hand cut by master butchers, and backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. They've been America's original family-owned butcher since 1917, and it shows in every bite. And honestly, nothing beats having a premium steak in your freezer ready to hit the grill anytime. Bring on the beef. Let Omaha Steaks deliver high-quality protein straight to your door. Visit omahasteaks.com and get an extra $35 off with promo code Mike at checkout. That's omahasteaks.com. Promo code Mike. Terms apply. See site for details. Thank you, Mike. You're welcome, Mike. Welcome back. Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. News time right now. Obligatory Iran war news every day because I think everybody should know about it.
I hear you. Yeah.
You know, my sincere apologies and sympathies if this is the only place you get your real news, but every day at least one normal story.
US, it's like, Mike, it's like when they found out that most college kids were getting all their news from The Daily Show. That's
U.S. Iran war talks. Vice President J.D. Vance and top U.S. officials are expected to leave for Pakistan today ahead of a potential second round of negotiations on the war with Iran, according to sources. A ceasefire deadline is looming. U.S. President Donald Trump shifted the deadline and projected confidence that Tehran would come to the table, although Iranian officials have insisted otherwise. Iran's foreign ministry called for the release of the Iranian cargo vessel seized by the U.S. Navy on Sunday, as well as its sailors, crew, and their families. Iran has vowed to retaliate for the seizure. So that's where we are as of right now, and it changes moment to moment.
My concern is with all of this war involvement, can Trump really run his church?
Probably not. Probably not. Yeah. A little closer. Lots of similarities there, Rob Spiewak. Absolutely.
I'm not saying nothing about nobody.
Well, I don't know about that. A Harvard study of nearly 16,000 ancient human remains found that red hair genes are actually spreading, meaning natural selection has been quietly rooting for redheads this whole time. Since the study looked at old remains, it's not a new shift, but looking at trends over a large number of years can show how humans are evolving slowly over time. Nobody knows for sure why redheads may be becoming more common, but science, they think being a ginger may have been genuinely advantageous around 4,000 years ago, and beneficial or desirable traits get a glow up. Or it could be more random with those genes just coming along for the ride with another important trait. Some other trends that were noticed: humans have evolved a greater immunity from male pattern baldness.
Hey, what are you doing?
Arthritis,
yeah.
Leprosy, bipolar disorder, and schizophrenia.
Yeah.
Or phrenia.
That's
or
my phrenia. It's a great day to be a redhead.
Hey, ladies and gentlemen, Power 105 WAVA. Got a beautiful redhead, Rick Astley. and he's going to be here to sing for you. Don't forget your chance to win a Power Porsche coming up in minutes on your friend station, WAVA. The bad news, celiac disease and Crohn's disease have increased in prominence, probably because in the past, people with those died younger.
There's nothing silly about celiac disease.
Nothing. Are those both digestive related? Yes.
You know what's great, though? This is big news for people that want to be clowns.
Because of
red hair.
Oh, that's right. With
like
sticking
Bozo.
Out on both sides. Now, I get jokes. A new study might have found a way to curb your craving for junk food. All you have to do is watch a video about junk food. I am telling you.
True.
I've done it with slot machines. You can do it with food as well.
Why were you eating slot machines?
No, I weaned myself off the gambling by watching them. I watch a lot of them, yes.
Does it work for ice cream?
Ouch.
Not as of last night. No, I'm
that's,
very.
That's your biggest weakness, right?
Yeah,
it is my biggest weakness. I purchased the big tub that's in the house right now of the generic. Rob, can you center your shot just a little bit more?
Yeah, I'm sorry, leaning off to the side because I was listening so intently.
I will tell you that the cheap stuff. Carla likes grocery store ice cream. It's one of her little things.
Publix brand.
Publix, the Publix brand ice cream.
Actually, that's pretty good ice cream. I've had that.
It's in the house, and you know, and she
what
said
flavor?
That's mine. Just vanilla, generic vanilla. Sure. That's what we have, and you know,
I was
there.
Hoping you get those giant vanilla Costco.
Oh, the two pack.
Yeah, where it's like
Costco ice cream's gross.
Like, 5-gallon container.
Said by someone who does not eat Costco ice cream. No, it's fantastic. It's the best on the market.
You know what? How about pocking something we sell? All right. I mean, really,
we don't sell ice cream.
Costco ice cream is
the best.
Okay.
What's better than Costco ice cream for just pure vanilla?
Vanilla ice cream? Breyers.
Oh, Breyers can kiss my ass.
No, Breyers is the
nice
worst.
Nice mouthfeel. Blah. It's like an ice crystal. You might as well lick an icicle, Mike.
Dairy Queen. Oh, wow.
Are you good? Do you have a Dairy Queen in your house?
God,
you can't bring
Dairy
that
Queen's
home.
Fine.
Yeah, but it's a place you go to. You don't bring Dairy Queen home.
Just like the Costco Food Mart or whatever. Their ice cream, very similar to Dairy Queen.
Exactly.
But, I mean, I've had the Costco generic ice cream, and it's not good.
It is. It's got a great mouthfeel, low melting point.
That's so gross, mouthfeel. That's such a jargon from the Food Network. No, I hate mouthfeel.
But that is what ruins Breyers.
Yeah.
The mouthfeel?
Yeah. All right,
we're on the subject of mouthfeel, let me go with this. In my humble opinion, there's one vanilla ice cream that has the best mouthfeel. All right? Which is it? It's a store-bought.
Say Ben & Jerry's.
Haagen-Dazs.
Haagen-Dazs is great. It is. Mm-hmm. But also, you're paying $7 a pint for it.
Well, that's another category, but I'm saying that's got the best mouthfeel I want. Let's move on, shall we?
I'd love to put you with a taste test of Costco against the Haagen-Dazs and see where it does. But it would have to be a blind test.
How big a flagon do they sell the Costco, and how small a unit could I purchase?
You have to buy 2 half-gallons.
The 9-gallon tub?
Yeah. But, Mike, to be honest, it's really quite honest.
Did you say you have to buy 2 half-gallons? You mean you have to buy a gallon?
Yeah, but they're separate containers, so, you know. You can, you know.
So does it come in a 2-pack?
It does come in a 2-pack, Shakur.
2-pack. And I know you're a fan of 2-pack.
I like that.
I'll do that taste test with you.
Okay. I'd like that. I would very much like that.
I'll put them in a little bowl, and we'll do that. I'll do that, let's see, maybe tomorrow. If I can, I will arrange to do it tomorrow.
Now,
do you have someone to mix up the ice creams for you?
I'll have Carla. I will have Carla do that. And if she's not available, she might have to be at her brick and mortar tomorrow morning early. We will do it this week. I promise you before the week's over.
Call a neighbor. call a neighbor.
I know which one you want me to do. Yeah. Let me get back to this story.
Okay, please.
The study found that people who are trying to abstain from unhealthy foods end up watching more about them online. And then surprisingly, they eat less afterwards. So
that
there it is.
Makes sense. And you know what? Your gambling template. So
researchers call it cross modal satiation. Basically, your brain gets enough satisfaction from seeing the food that you don't actually have to eat it. There is a catch. This only worked while watching junk food videos, not healthy alternatives. Apparently, watching videos about healthier foods does nothing to curb your craving for unhealthy stuff. That makes sense to me, too.
Yeah, well, I don't watch the carrot documentaries anymore.
The carrots, yes, lovely, wonderful carrots. And if you eat the carrots, cover them in butter and sugar.
Hey, you know what, though? Breyers has their half gallon is now 1.75 quarts because they have changed the size of their packaging. Full half gallon at Costco.
Is it me, Josh, or is he a little wound up today?
No, he came in. Remember, we had to turn
He's ready
down.
For beer
he came
today.
Down ready. Yes.
He's out of his mind.
He has a name.
Yeah. All right. Shut up and let me read my next news story.
Do it.
Okay. Last week, reports came out that Christina Applegate had been hospitalized since the end of March. It's unclear why, but obviously we all know she's battling MS. She shared an update yesterday. I put this in the news because I love her. I think she's fantastic. She was thanking everyone yesterday with an update for the outpouring of love and well wishes. Christina added, quote, "Health issues are a constant for me, but I am a strong chick and I'm getting stronger and better every day. I'm taking a moment to focus on my health, but I'll be back with more to say soon enough." Her message was paired with an image of a coffee mug with the words "kissy kissy" on it. She's always got that little That's funny. And on top of her memoir, "You with the Sad Eyes," unclear if she is still hospitalized. But she's somebody I love the transition she made in her career. I just love her, and she's just so damn funny. So I root for her every day.
It's not fair sometimes that she should go through all that, and David Faustino just doing perfectly.
Ladies and gentlemen, if the three of us lived within miles of each other, I would urge the three of us to attend this film together.
Okay.
And they're not, believe it or not, not many of those where I would say, let's go to the theater together. Mm-hmm. But this one is the perfect one. I did not download the trailer for Josh. I really didn't because it's just a trailer. It's like every horror movie trailer you have. It's a horror movie about a killer hippo, and it's called Hungry.
I'm in.
The tagline even says, "This hippo isn't playing games." They're tying it in with hungry hippos.
Hungry hippos, yeah.
It hits on demand and digital platforms on June 23rd, so we couldn't go to the theater, I guess, even if we wanted to.
We could do a group watch. What if we all got on the show?
Watched it tonight and then came back in and talked about it.
Yeah, we could do that.
Let's make a date for that. We will do that and then come in the next day and talk. Interesting, there's a line in the trailer that totally contradicts the movie's title and marketing. A guy says, quote, "Hippos are vegetarian. He ain't killing you to eat you. He's killing you for fun."
Oh, I like that. Yeah.
So not only is he not hungry, but it appears that he is playing games. I did see the trailer. It does look like your typical, horror film, but it looks fun.
By the way, speaking of horror, have either of you taken in the movie Thrash on Netflix?
I haven't had the pleasure, but I've seen it all over the place.
It's some pretty good AI flooding that I think you will find quite chilling because you've dealt with it.
Yeah.
But when you've had your flooding, you haven't been attacked by bullhead sharks.
Are they bull sharks?
They're bull sharks.
So is this a horror movie that is based on something that could really potentially happen, or
Frankenstein is? Yes.
Is it a sci-fi type thing or
no?
What?
It's all physical. That the big hurricane comes and the town floods and the shark goes in and the shark swims around the kids.
Is it one particular shark? Is that what it is?
Well, there's several plot lines going at the same time, and the beauty of it is they all suck.
Oh, so it's a crappy
movie. There's always one that's more powerful. So there's got to be like a super shark there.
Well, the big one is the one in the kids' house.
You know, what's funny about hurricanes when we get them down here, I think more in terms of post-hurricane wading into the water, especially when you get something like Ian that just tore through and God knows what it deposited off the coast.
Yeah.
That's what I think of more in terms of that than fish. But you will see... you'll see fish in neighborhoods when we get the fly. It's inevitable. The ocean's coming into the neighborhood. That's what it is, It's very, very
strange.
Does
anyone use dynamite during the hurricane like they do in the movie Thrash?
To kill the shark?
Yes!
Okay, that says it all. You just cemented it for me.
The movie Hungry comes out June 23rd.
Day after my birthday.
Some people would call it a birthday present.
That's fantastic. I'll watch it with a big tub of Costco ice cream. Would you take your pet? We got a cruise coming up a little less than a year, and we're looking forward to going on the Margaritaville cruise line. We're really excited about that. Would you take your pet on a cruise with you? Would you?
No.
A new company called Fabled Voyages is hoping you would. They are planning long-term residential cruises where passengers can bring their dogs and cats along for the ride. Hopefully that cat we had on the show yesterday.
That'd be good.
That would be fun. The idea came from the founders themselves. Here's what they said. All right, get ready for the BS.
Okay.
With a desire to travel the world and include our dachshunds with us, the safest and easiest method was through a yacht or ship. The Fabled Voyages would be open for dogs up to 40 pounds and cats up to 20 pounds. That's a fat cat.
That's right? A big cat, yeah.
And the ships would include pet zones, grooming, and even vet services. But not everyone's on board with the idea. Someone said, so you can bring it into the buffet and we'll have dog hair in our food? Yum.
Well, I'm thinking in the buffet, I mean, knowing my dogs, they wouldn't know who to beg from. Because they would find somebody and they would find a soft mark.
I would hope the dogs get left in the room.
One angry poster said, can I bring my cat, horse, cow, sheep, goat, turtle, goldfish, parrot, and iguana too? It's an angry person have there. Yeah. Overall, the internet seems divided. A lot of people are loving the idea, but the rest are worried about dog poop. That would be my concern too. I wouldn't want to be walking out on the deck and seeing a little pile, right?
And slip deck. And fall.
Yes, slip in the poo.
Do you think that dogs like water slides?
covered water slides. Finally today, a top Spanish bullfighter has suffered an unfortunate injury that is reportedly very serious after a bull's horn reportedly perforated his rectum.
Ouch!
Following a 10-centimeter gore, Jose Antonio Morante Camacho, better known for his ring name as Morante de la Puebla, was competing with the fourth bull of the afternoon. The bull's name, now I have to go Jack Ken Cook.
Yeah.
Clandestino.
Well, I mean secretive.
They were at La Maestranza Bullring in Seville. I didn't even know they still did the barbaric bullfighting, but they do. Morante, dubbed by many publications as King of the Bullfighters, was competing during the 10th event of the popular April Fair when he was gored. Mm-hmm. He was reportedly trying to control the bull when it charged at his chest and knocked him down. He fell down. I cannot wear shoes. I have to fall down. As he tried to evade the bull, it appears one of its horns caught him in the buttock region.
Yes, these things happen.
Video footage of the incident shows the bullhorn connect with his buttock. I always like it when it's singular.
Yeah.
But the extent of the injury was not visible other than a tear in his pants.
In his pants?
The report says it is a bullhorn wound on the posterior anal margin with a trajectory of about 10 centimeters, particularly damaging the anal sphincter muscles with a perforation of the posterior wall of the rectum of 1.5 centimeters.
Wow.
Who wants breakfast, though? Yum, yum, yum. Stupido. Yes.
You know Rolando. What? And also, he is redheaded. So,
mm-hmm. Yes. A redheaded bullfighter. We will take a break and we will come back with more fun and thrills. You are listening to the Mike O'Mara Show. Well, children, gather round. The weather is getting warmer, and that means that the bugs are coming. Critter City, sweetheart. Now, I'm known as a do-it-yourselfer, so I do not pay top dollar for a crooked pest control company to kill my bugs and my wallet. I use Pesty. Aha, Pesty is do-it-yourself pest control. Their kit makes it so easy. It only takes a few minutes to apply. And with Pesty, you can get started at just $35 per treatment. $35. You'll get a customized plan based on your location, bugs, and climate. The kit includes a reusable electronic sprayer, mixing bag, pesticide gloves, and instructions. Follow these glorious instructions, and you can complete your application around your house in less than 10 minutes. I've done it. Rob's done it. We love it. Pesty gets rid of over 100 types of bugs. Plus, Pesty is kid and pet friendly. The pesticides they ship have been used in hospitals and schools all over the country. That means it kills ants, but your uncles stay alive. Best of all, Pesty offers a 100% bug-free guarantee or your money back. Seriously, no questions asked. Keep the bugs away with Pesty. Go to Pesty.com/TMOS for an extra 10% off your order. That's PESTIE.com/TMOS for an extra 10% off. Pesty, it's the bestie. We do mention it, and we're serious about it. If you'd like to help out the show, there's a QR code up in the upper left-hand corner. Check it out, and help us if you can. We'd certainly appreciate that. Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. Whoa, whoa. Virginia politics actually making national news today.
Yes.
With is it a question they're voting on?
Yes.
Is it redistricting? I have no idea what it is.
It has to do, Mike, with gerrymandering.
Okay.
And it is a redistricting to make the votes in Virginia more favorable towards the Republicans. That's what they want to prevent. If you vote yes.
So what is the question? How are they laying it out? Is it a referendum?
I believe so. And that if you vote yes, things will, for the time being, stay the same as far as districting. If you vote no, they're going to switch things up. And I actually did some research to remember where the phrase came from, because I had a history teacher that was way into gerrymandering. And it was actually, Mike, the governor of Massachusetts in about 1812, I think it was, Elbridge Gerry, signed a bill that allowed them to redistrict Massachusetts to be more favorable for the Electoral College. And the districts were so weird, newspapers said it looked like a salamander. But because it was Elbridge Gerry, they called it a gerrymander.
We have a quote from Elbridge Gerry.
Thank you.
Yeah, here he is right
here. You can't keep getting away with it! You can't keep getting away with it!
You fooled me. I thought you were going to go with Peaky Blinders.
No. I can do that too, though.
Okay.
Because I actually tweaked that one up, okay?
Okay, good.
Here's Elbridge. What's his name again?
Elbridge Gerry.
This is what he said when he came into the House floor.
I commandeer this stolen money by order of the Peaky Blinders.
In the history books.
There you
it's
go.
Right there.
But Kimba!
So you want to vote. So what is it? Yes?
He's not. He doesn't
keep
know.
The same,
he doesn't know. He's not explaining it the right way.
Okay, if you want to know what
why
it
don't
is.
You, why don't you get a piece of paper that explains exactly what the referendum is?
Mike, I can explain it to you right now. If you are a Democratic voter, you want to vote yes. If you are a Republican voter that supports our current administration, you want to vote no. That's simply where it's at. And it is about redistricting to make it an easier state for Republicans to win in the future. Now, if it passes today with a yes, that's only for the time being. There'll be more legislation later, but this will stop it in the immediacy. So vote yes. That's what
yes
it is.
Yes means you can't. Yes means you want them to redraw the congressional districts. No means nothing changes.
Vote yes.
What, did you even listen to what he said?
No, I did. Because, I did, absolutely.
Because, no, that's Rob's politics. Just whatever his party tells him to do, yes
well,
or no.
I mean,
he doesn't need to know more than that.
In this one, it's pretty simple. I think if Barack Obama is telling us what to do, I trust it. But it is so frustrating up here in morning television, literally every
other
spot.
It's not Republicans that are going to read.
No,
Virginia
no,
voters
it's
are to decide whether to allow a new Democratic drawn map.
Yes.
That's
oh,
what
okay.
it is.
All right.
It means
either way, you want to vote
come
yes.
Come on, man.
Out,
I mean, just do vote. Your research, really. You yeah. brought it to the table. Come on. Well, do you know anything about it?
I know to vote yes.
No, what Rob is trying to say is vote yes so my team can win.
All right, let me give you this story.
Okay.
Virginia voters on Tuesday will decide the fate of a constitutional amendment that would pave the way for a new congressional map designed to allow Democrats to pick up as many as four seats. They've done this in Texas. They've done this in California. And now they're doing it here. So it's not the Republicans to stay the same. You're voting yes to allow them to redistrict.
I see.
Yes, to let your team redistrict. You completely messed up the way you set it up.
What's wrong with you?
Oh, plenty, Mike. Absolutely plenty.
No, but he knows to vote yes. He doesn't know why.
Well, no, to advance the democracy of America. No, that's why you're voting yes.
The special election marks the latest fight in the mid-decade redistricting. The special election marks the latest fight in the mid-decade redistricting war that has unfolded across the country. That's what I told you about California and Texas. Under the proposed map in Virginia, Democrats would be in a position to hold up to 10 of the state's 11 districts rather than the current six. All right. So in a position, not that they would, but it would be favorable to them the way the map is drawn.
I understand.
Well, now you do. No.
Sure, yeah.
You just didn't explain it to people the way it was supposed to be explained.
As Josh said, I didn't understand. I understand how to vote. I just don't understand why.
Rob just showed us why many people in the country shouldn't vote.
Virginia Democrats have framed their aggressive efforts as a response to President Donald Trump's pressuring GOP-led states to redraw their districts. It's when I look at all these redistricting maps, I think that the bottom line is, Josh, your team started it. Really, I think, recently in modern history, I'm talking last year, Texas seems to be the first one that got noticeable press on this. And then Gavin Newsom tried to hold on a second. Shut up. Gavin Newsom got this on the California ballot and they won it. And now Virginia is trying to do the same thing on the Virginia ballot. That's what they're trying. Go ahead.
Does it not have its roots in the last election when they caught Trump saying, just get me three more votes?
Hey, Scoob, when you say no, Mike, what does that mean? Why don't you explain? It's very difficult to argue with me when you're in the comments. I know, you'd like to be here.
The Virginia governor did last week basically sign something where it seems your vote for president doesn't even matter because they're just going to give their electoral votes to whoever the popular nationwide wins the popular vote.
Well,
I saw that story last week. So
Democrats have acknowledged right now that the messaging challenges they have faced as the party that had previously opposed such partisan gerrymandering moves and springtime special elections where only the redistricting referendum is appearing on the ballot makes turnout unpredictable. So
right. And Virginia's a weird state because it's so many politicians in like the one section and then so much just country.
Yeah.
For the rest of the state.
True.
It's an odd state.
And what were you saying about Spamberger? What did she say? Because that did not cross my path.
Yeah, she signed some law where the electoral votes from the state of Virginia will go to whoever has the most, whoever wins the popular vote nationwide.
So they're not doing the electoral college thing. They're not observing district by district.
No, they say they're not. They say they're not even going to do it based on what Virginians vote, that they're just going to go with the statewide, countrywide popular vote.
That's another good policy.
But isn't it ultimately to pick up more congressional seats? That's what they're talking about, right?
This move is more congressional seats, yes.
I'm done talking about. My brain hurts. Why did you bring this to the table?
I'm glad that you set me straight.
But now Rob understands.
He doesn't care.
No.
Look at his face. He could give two shits.
Are you even going to go out today to vote?
Yes.
Just to get out of the house?
No, because I like to vote. I think it's exciting and fun. It's an American
vote. How about
it's
this
yes
one?
Or no. You don't even have to pick a person.
This is my fault. Because every day we have a meeting before the show. And I bring some things to the show. Josh brings some things to the show. Rob brings some things to the show. The Virginia politics, I didn't know that much about it until I opened up that news story. So Rob brought that. But he also brought, and this one I'm going to take a chance that this is going to be better, fubber.
Yes. Are you a fubber, Mike?
What does fubber mean?
P-H-U-B-B-E-R.
Is that something about being dishonest?
No, yeah, it
sounds
it's not.
Like a fibber.
No, what it is, it was a phrase a little while ago, but it's going viral again. It's when you snub the person you're hanging out with by staring at your phone. like you're hanging with someone. I guess it would be even acceptable for us and our wives, which makes me a definite fubber, is that you're sitting in the same room, but instead of being engaged in what you're doing together, you're just staring at your phone and scrolling.
And you're being, so you're being a fubber when you're doing
that. Yeah, that's fubbering when you
do that. Is it fubbering if you are both fubbering?
I think technically, yes, it is. But I mean, even if you're both doing it, you're both being rude.
Aren't we all fubbers in one way or another?
Oh, I think so.
Yeah, I think we're all fubbers. I mean, we really are.
I think it has to do like, for example, if you go to dinner with somebody, do you keep your phone in your pocket? Do you put it on the table? Do you put it on the table face down? These are different aspects of fubbering, I think.
What if you put a ball game on it and lean it up against the glass?
That's fubbering, yeah. And that goes back to like a Rudy Martsky at my wedding, watching a ball game on a television at my wedding. Off.
A beer can TV.
A beer can TV that was given to him by Coors. Yes.
I think, you know what? If you're going out with a couple, for a social evening, I think in the pocket is the best thing to do. I think in the pocket and ignore it is the best thing to do.
Yeah,
that to me,
I agree.
That's polite. That's
but
etiquette.
It's different if you're with just your spouse.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I think if I'm with Carrie, that's my spouse, and we go out to dinner and it's just the two of us, my phone is out and it's face side up on the table in case something goes on.
And that's what I do. When I go out, my phone's face up. Now, part of it is also when we're out together, we're referencing the phone a lot because we're talking calendars and schedules and planning.
Referencing the phone, Mike, that's your phone. Yes, it is.
When I go out with the family, I bring a 36-inch thin screen television.
Oh, the kind you can roll up?
Yes.
That would make it easier to see the little score button.
No, I can't sit in the middle of the dining room, sir. You're going to have to put me in the corner. Right next to that wall would be perfect. Thank you.
Near the outlet.
Right.
But also...
And I have my little 3M hooks, too.
If you vote yes today in Virginia, fubbering. It's no illegal. Fubbering. That's right.
Right.
Regardless of your party.
Thank you. That was a public service. We appreciate that. We'll take a short break. We will come back. And I will tell you some interesting new attitudes that I have about golf. And we will discuss Josh's feet. You're listening to the Mike O'Mara Show. Here's a quick message from today's sponsor, the ASPCA Pet Health Insurance Program. If you've ever owned a pet, you know they run on their own logic. Jump first, think later. Ask questions, never. I've got dogs, so I know this is true. It's part of what makes them so lovable, but it's also how you end up with those surprise vet visits you didn't see coming. ASPCA Pet Health Insurance helps cover eligible vet expenses, so when those moments happen, you can focus on getting them the care they need without overthinking the cost or second-guessing your decision. When you enroll in an ASPCA Pet Health Insurance plan, you could even get a $25 Amazon gift card. It's a little treat for you while you're doing something great for your pet. The program offers customizable accident and illness plans, making it easier to get your pet the care they may need. Who's a good boy? You are. If you enroll in the ASPCA Pet Health Insurance Plan, it's been around for almost 20 years and has covered nearly 1 million pets in that time. To explore coverage, visit aspcapetinsurance.com/TMOS. That's aspcapetinsurance.com/TMOS. Eligibility restrictions apply. Visit aspcapetinsurance.com/Amazon terms for more info. This is a paid advertisement. Insurance is underwritten by either Independence American Insurance Company or United States Fire Insurance Company and produced by PTZ Insurance Agency Limited. The ASPCA is not an insurer and is not engaged in the business of insurance.
If you listen to this show and watch this show on a regular basis, you'll know that I talk about my favorite sport and the sport I love to play and the reason I moved to Florida in the first place. I just wanted to share this really briefly that today, after being out with this injury that I've had for a good long time, almost a month that I haven't played golf, I'm going back, but this is the weird part. I'm not really sure how much I've missed it. I really don't know. I sometimes, the longer you stay away, the less it matters. I've certainly enjoyed my my time, you know, doing stuff here, doing stuff around, you know, helping Carla out, taking my kids, you know, to where he needs to go to his games. So it's a weird feeling because in the back of my mind, this is dark again. I told you recently with my friend, losing my friend, I have been in a very weird space. And I'm thinking, and this is the darkest feeling of all,
do I feel less motivated simply because that old clock on the wall is cruising along and I'm losing passion for things that I might have previously loved?
You can replace golfing with putting trash bags out.
One will say, I bet when I get out there, everything changes. Yes.
It'll bite you
I hope it comes
again.
Right
is there,
back.
Any chance you can just balance it and go out once a week instead of three times a week?
I think I could. I really think I could. I think it's something where when I move down here and then when the podcast was done exclusively for me down in this part of the world, I felt as though I needed to get out there as much as I could. I needed to steal as many days as I could. I was catching up and stuff. Now, I'm not quite sure. I'll let you know when I get out there because it's interesting, because it's one of the joys of being down here. Yeah. We all love it. And it's even more of a joy when, the people that are the full timers start chilling a little bit as everybody moves back up north to do their two home shuffle that occurs down here. I don't mind that at all. But it was just kind of a weird feeling. And you know how you read those news stories again when it's like, when you fill out the drug forms in a doctor's office, it says, do things that used to interest you not interest you as much anymore, right? And they're talking about somebody who wants to get like a fistful of OxyContin or something like that.
Yeah, exactly.
Right?
Yeah.
It's weird. It's a very, very strange thing.
Speaking to Josh's comment, I mean, you could go from three times a week to one.
I could modify it. I could modify it.
But, Mike, that's not what a winner does.
Quitter.
The addiction aspect.
Yeah. Now you're not going to quit going to Disney because you have bad feet, are you?
So maybe Friday.
I like it when I do the segues that completely confuse him.
That's first, Mike, we have to guess his shoe size.
Oh, okay. Rob said that we have to. So I'll set this up.
Okay.
Because obviously, Josh.
Because we have to.
We have to. All right. Well,
Disney on Friday.
Let me set it up, and then we can get to you. All right. The setup is Josh said that he found out he needed new shoes after walking a whole bunch of miles in Disney. We'll get to that in a second. Rob thought at the beginning of the show today it'd be a good idea, and I agree with him, to guess Josh's shoe size. So do you want to go first?
I've been thinking about it. Because he's tall. Josh, you're 6'4", right?
Yeah, yeah.
6'5" with the haircut. So his feet can't be like size 6. So I'm thinking...
No, I'd probably fall over.
Yeah.
Or can they?
Exactly, Mike. I'm going to go with a 12, and if it's an option, a 12 narrow.
I'm going to say... I am a 12, and I am much shorter than Josh.
This is true.
So I'm going to go only one more up, but I'm going to say a 13.
Wide or narrow?
Of medium.
Standard.
Standard 13.
And Mike is correct.
Yeah!
Hey, Mike!
I thought that would be normal. That's normal for a person of your height, think.
The problem I had at Disney is very early in the morning, my back started to hurt. And then it got worse as the day progressed. Mm-hmm. And that's when Kelly tells me, well, you haven't got new shoes in 3-4 years.
So when you go to Disney, when you're your regular foot, first of all, let's take just a brief look at your footwear.
Yeah.
All right. So Disney footwear with Josh Soroka.
Yes.
The footwear you wear, are you someone who wears the same shoes every day?
No.
Are you somebody
I have my lazy shoes and then shoes I put on when I actually need to wear shoes.
Like hard shoes.
When you have to go out of the home.
Like when I'm doing nothing but running to Publix or whatever, picking the kids up from school, I'll wear the Crocs.
The lazy shoes.
Yeah, if you're around the house, don't you do barefoot a lot of the times though?
All the time.
Yeah.
Okay, so your Crocs are my UFOs.
Yes.
You're talking about and you're right, going to the car, dropping somebody off or something like that, those are on your feet.
Because they're ugly.
Lately, I have been wearing my UFOs more, and that might have something to do with my schedule. But if I have to go to a game and I'm going to be out around other parents, I throw on my Adidas. And I have a very specific
Adidas.
I have a very specific Adidas that I wear. And
is that the singular?
It's well, the Adidas I wear are, I forgot the name of them, but they are not tie Adidas. They're slip-on Adidas, and they're...
Oh, those are prescription Adidas.
They are not, they are not prescription. They are very, I think they're not making them anymore. And last year, they're not, and that really sucks.
A lot of the clientele has passed.
Yeah. Well, those clientele have moved on to Skechers.
Yeah.
No, they're not Skechers. They're the anti Skechers.
Or they could be moved on to slip on socks that like have tractions on the bottom. Yeah.
Like, yeah.
Now, well, you know, when you don't tie your shoes and you just slip them on, you're saving time. So they're called the Adidas Racer.
Racer, thank you. Could you like to put a picture up of the race? Because I've never shown them on the show.
The Adidas Racist?
The Adidas Racer.
Oh, okay. Very
and
good.
I think they look really, really good. I love them. Slick. I love them. I have 1, 2, 3. I have like 5 pairs of them.
Mm-hmm.
I do. This is where Carla says, "You're my spender." Shut up. Anyway, it's...
Mike, your feet are one of your greatest features.
And well, they're also very cost effective. I've gotten them for very, very little money. All right, here we go. There's one right there. There they are.
That's great. Do you see a lot of?
What do you mean that's great, Birkenstock?
Do you see a lot of those when you're walking around the mall?
Why did you get a black and white picture? They look better when they're colored.
That's a color picture of a gray shoe.
That's black and white. What happened?
Sort of grasping at straws there.
It's the black and white computer that we have here. Okay, I have those. Those are my latest ones. I got the green ones. Green and orange.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Really, really great with a with an olive pair of shorts.
Yeah.
Really, really nice.
Or a shirt and tie.
And now the third footwear, is it still pretty much all day, every day, wooden cork sandals for you? Is
you
that
mean
what it
the
is?
the negative heel, Mike? The Birkenstock patented negative heel.
Right.
That is probably the most comfortable piece of footwear you can buy. I've been wearing a lot lately my Vans. The black and white checked Vans.
Sorry, but, stand corrected then.
But but you know, it's not real hot here yet. And then comes the Birkenstocks, and then I've got to decide which pair. The blue suede, the new buck, or the regular suede. All in size.
Bruins Rules says, well, Mike, at least you and Carla have a 50-50 relationship. She earns, you spend.
Perfect deal.
I earn for a while.
Now, do you want to guess what my shoe size is in German? Because they have a different sizing system.
I don't.
Okay.
22.
63. I'm a size 63 in German.
Yeah. Rob's Birkenstocks could be used, he could send them down to Cuba for people who wanted to hop on and float to Miami.
When we did our cruise, I didn't need to have a flotation device in my room. I just had to wear those shoes.
So your back hurts. Your wife determines you need to get good shoes.
Yeah. I have a pair of Nike shoes, which I wear most of the time.
Okay.
And she told me, well,
that's your problem.
Your shoes are the problem. And I never put two and two together that my shoes have been bothering my back.
Got a great swoosh, but if you're looking for comfort, I think it's the last shoe I would buy on the planet.
So I went out this weekend to try on shoes. And I even went to ChatGPT and said, these Nikes are hurting my back. What shoes should I get?
What'd they recommend?
Skechers.
Oh no!
And I looked at the Skechers. I did not buy the Skechers.
Thank
I
God. Said no. Okay. No. All right.
I said
What's next?
I said I need to start being more active too. So I need a decent workout.
By the way, for Skechers, in case they happen to be a sponsor, I have the jury's out.
Yeah.
Okay. Thank you. Go ahead, Josh.
My dad loves his Skechers.
Yes. That's a lot of people down here like Skechers.
Yeah. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So I went to Bass Pro Shops. I didn't know they had a big shoe department.
Oh, huge. Sure.
Yeah,
it's right behind the sunglasses.
So I went and bought a pair of Hoka shoes.
Hokas are great.
Because they tell me they're good for my back.
Did you hear that?
Yeah.
That was like, in my neighborhood.
Like a plane? I thought it was like a mower.
I think it was like a crotch rocket, or maybe it was an e-bike. So Hokas, I have 2 pairs of Hokas, too.
Mm-hmm.
You got a lot of shoes.
I do.
I love
Imelda
shoes.
O'Mara.
See?
They're the best. Hokas are really comfortable.
So I bought a pair of Hokas.
Great product.
Nikes went right in the trash.
Okay.
Because I don't need extra shoes. Once I get a pair, I throw the others out.
Have you done any lengthy walking since you got the Hokas?
Yeah, I did yesterday.
Okay, and?
I did yesterday because my concern was when I tried them all on is they were too springy because I wasn't used to like a comfort. A
oh, I thought you were talking about the season.
Here you go, Rob. Yes. If you ever get an opportunity, yes. Rob Spiewak.
Mm-hmm.
You will never put on another pair if you buy these.
What a great pair you got, too.
Oh, that's awesome.
That looks like something you would get on the TikTok shop that would add 2 inches of height.
They are spectacular. They are spectacular shoes. Can you show me those again? Because those are really, really nice. Really, show them up from the other angle, too. All right.
Look at
that. Oh, man, those look good.
But, Mike, that's another black and white picture.
Not cheap, though. They're not cheap.
Oh, they're not.
No, it was like $130 or something. Yeah, way more than I normally spend on shoes.
I normally wear hard shoes from Bostonian, and that's what I like to wear with shorts. Lots of lacing is what I wear.
I thought that was a little nasty, JLP designs. You don't have five pairs like Mike, Josh?
No.
You don't want to lick my bag, JLP designs?
But that's just because I toss things out. I get a new pair of shoes, I get rid of these.
By the way, did you get the price on my racers? Did you see the price just in case?
I did not.
They are currently on clearance for $59.98 if you want to get another pair.
There you go. And I got them for $39 at one website.
Why are we so cheap?
Because they're getting rid of them.
They're getting rid of them for the dead people.
They're not going to make them anymore for the dead people. We have to take a break. Very brief video. You got any? You got a couple of good ones?
We're talking blueberry syrup when we return.
Oh. I love that. I love that. We'll be right back, everybody. Yes. Hey, fudge cutters. Mike O'Mara here. I want to share something my wife Carla is really excited about at DermGlow Skin. Peptides. Peptides are natural compounds in your body that act as messengers, helping with things like repair, metabolism, sleep, and energy. Now you can supplement them all. Partnering with a trusted telehealth partner, DermGlow gives you access to doctor-prescribed peptides in all 50 states. It's simple. Take a quick online quiz, get approved, and your order ships straight to your door. Peptides can improve your energy, metabolism, and cellular health. Detox and skin support, hair, skin, and scalp health, better sleep, and the Wolverine stack for recovery and healing. And of course, GLP-1s for weight loss. Whether you're trying to lose 30-plus pounds or just the last 5, there are programs and microdosing options to help with benefits like reduced cravings and better blood sugar balance. Everything is prescribed by licensed doctors safely and conveniently. If you're low on energy, struggling with weight, not sleeping well, or just not feeling your best, there may be a peptide that can help you. Visit DermGlowSkin.com and click the weight loss and peptides to get started. DermGlowSkin.com, helping you feel better from the inside out. Let us waste no time and get to our beautiful video.
Hey, I like that. Some beautiful video.
Jerry time.
Mike, when you order on Amazon, do you have the opportunity to have your product delivered by drone?
No, I don't, unfortunately.
They're rolling this out in certain areas where you can actually get like a 3-hour delivery if you go by drone. One problem. The drone will drop your box from about 10 feet up before it goes. So you maybe shouldn't order anything breakable when you do that. Now, some things are off limits to order by drone. I imagine like crystal and glass things. Mm-hmm. However, a plastic bottle of blueberry syrup that I think this lady must need for some gooey frap that she makes.
Okay.
Was delivered by drone, and 10 feet doesn't sound like a lot, but when you see it drop from 10 feet, it's a while. Okay, there's the drone. There's your package coming out.
Did you have to do like a little string or something? To be fair,
it landed just inches from the grass on the concrete.
I don't need one hand.
Now her hand's already sticky.
Which is not a good sign. Oh, everywhere.
The blueberry syrup is everywhere.
It's definitely broken. Plastic bottle, they did not send.
All right, well, open the plastic, lady.
It just broke the lid.
Should you order it by drone? I guess it depends on how badly you need it, because this is salvageable, as my husband pointed out.
Yeah, it is. Shut up. F you.
But I really do like, when people get ready for camera.
So the whole thing, I mean, if that's the routine drop,
Yeah.
It's 10 feet? That's not cool.
No, I agree.
Is it just randomly in your yard?
I think so, yeah. Well, I mean, a drone is only so accurate. Accurate.
Can't the drone come down to ground level? Why does it have to be 10 feet? I think that was a mistake.
Because it might chop off a kid's head.
Oh, that's right.
That's a
safety thing.
Well, instead of chopping a kid, they're dropping a bottle of syrup on him.
Hey, the syrup's perfect, but, I've got a headless kid in the yard.
The real fear is probably damage to the drone, that people will hit the drones.
Mm-hmm. This is true.
Mike, I loved this tape, and it's so simple. We see a lot of policemen with their body cams when they're making an arrest, and they're usually sort of a yawn. But did you know that in New York City, the mounted police on horses also wear body cams?
Cool.
Stop! I didn't take no bath!
How great is this?
Stop. This is great.
Please stop! Stop! Stop running! Stop running! Stop running! I said stop running! Stop running!
Well, caught the lady that stole the purse by horse.
Go ahead.
Well, this is like the mobility scooter people going through the stores. Why didn't he hop off his horse and chase her?
Then the horse gets away.
Is that it?
No, I've got one more for
you. One more? Okay. Yeah.
Mike, do you know what a vibration plate is?
It's a weight loss device where you stand on it and it shakes. I have no idea the efficacy of that. I've never really done a story about it, so I'm not quite sure whether they work or not.
Well, this is not for weight loss. This appears to be pure entertainment. I think these are two ladies living their best life with their vibration plate.
I'm excited about that.
Oh, I'm sorry.
After blueberry syrup.
I meant to hit another button. Hold on. I've lost. Here it is, right here.
Oh, hello.
Right?
Drinking the wine.
That's not wine, Mike. That's blueberry syrup. And maybe it's me, but I would just like to issue an open invitation for either of those ladies to come on our cruise.
Yes, sir.
That is your beautiful video.
Oh, my God. I love that video. That was fantastic. Save that one, Rob. File that one.
I will.
Oh, that could be used multiple times. Hey, everybody, we got to get out of here. Our show tomorrow, 10 a.m. Eastern time.
Yes.
Be there or be square. We would appreciate you coming by. Make sure you go to the TMOS store. We got lots of stuff all the time for you, including a way to get on our cruise. It's coming up next January 2027. We appreciate all the support. Thank you for everybody in the comments today. Always appreciate your participation, and we'll be back tomorrow. For Josh Sorokin and Rob Spiewak, Mike O'Mara saying so long, everybody.
Love you, Pop.
Want more? Make sure you check out the Mike O'Mara Bonus Show. Get it at MikeO'MaraShow.com.
Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.
Colds, flus, strips, even COVIDs. Every disease cured with ease by this blessed formula based on ancient scripture.
Right. So what do you want now?
Well, if I have to teach you how to be a reporter, Ollie, I'll do that later.
Blah. Blah. Blah.